What position do the Packers have you projected to play on the offensive line?
You know, I think the reason that you know they kind of like me was because I was a guy who I could play inside or outside. So I'm not really sure what they want me to play, but you know, wherever they tell me to play, I'll be more than happy, whether it's inside or outside.
Do they do zone blocking at your school?
Sorry.
Did you do zone blocking in college?
Yes, we were a spread team, and most of our run plays were zone blocking. We had a few man schemes, but most of them were zone, yeah.
The last question was, what precipitated the change from defensive line to offensive line for you?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I played defensive tackle my true freshman year. I started a game, and I played every game, but I had two guys in front of me that were solid players. One guy was Jason Jones. He ended up getting drafted last year. And, you know, we were really thin on the offensive line. We had a couple guys leave the program. A couple guys graduated. So they needed some help. And my coach knew that I had experience playing tackle in high school. So he came to me, and, you know, we talked about it. And, you know, we felt comfortable that it would best help the team and best help my own situation, get me on the field more to play. So, you know, the first day I moved offensive tackle, I was starting. So I think it was based on numbers. We were kind of thinning the offense, just needed some help, and I was able to go over there and help the team out that way.
It sounds like you're very intense and competitive. How do you describe your on-field demeanor?
My on-the-field demeanor? Well, you know, like you said, I'm a competitive guy, and you know, I show up every day, and I'm just consistent. I try to get out there and give it my best on every play. I'm not going to take any plays off. Not a cocky guy. I don't talk old. You know, I just like to get out there and play consistent and play confident as well.
You visited a lot of teams where the Packers your top choice as far as where you wanted to be drafted.
Yes, they were definitely. Once I left the facility, I told my agent. You know, I told them I could see myself playing in Green Bay because it was just the type of guys I liked. The coaches, you know, I loved everything about them. It was just a you know, smaller town. Just seemed like a hardworking type of city, a type of team. That's what I'm all about. So I definitely feel comfortable coming there.
TJ, were you invited to the combine?
No, I was not. I was informed that by the combine director that I missed the combine by one vote.
How did you feel about that?
Well, I was, I was a little disappointed at first, but I realized that it gave me a few extra weeks to train for my pro day, and you know, things happen for a reason. I still feel like I had something to prove, and you know, definitely kept my head up and just kept fighting and kept working hard, and you know, came out and had a good pro day. So I was after my pro day, I had a lot of scouts come out, so kind of put the combine thing in the back of the books. You know, I just moved on, kept working hard. So.
How do you feel about it now?
It doesn't matter. it doesn't matter anymore. You know, I'm here. You know, I'm about to be a Packer, and you know, it doesn't matter anymore. You know, it doesn't matter where guys came from. Once we get to camp, it starts all over. So, I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Have you practiced or played any guard at all?
The only time I played guard was in my All-Star game, Texas First Nation. I played left guard and right guard. So, you know, it took me a day to get used to it, just transitioning to inside. But, you know, after a few days, I felt comfortable. I felt natural. So, you know, if they want me to play guard or tackle, I'll feel comfortable doing either one.
What kind of adjustment do you expect in terms of the level of competition?
Well, everybody's bigger, faster, stronger. You know, you hear that all the time. But, you know, the one thing I hear a lot is just the game comes so much faster. It's a lot more advanced. you know, playbooks are a lot heavier. You know, you're going to have to do quite a bit of studying in the playbook. And, you know, just everybody's smarter. Everybody's talented. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the level of competition and, you know, looking forward to making myself a better player as well.
Speaking about what you do against
You went up against Larry English, who was selected in the first round. How do you feel your performance against him was?
Well, I played against Larry for 3 years. Started against him for my sophomore through senior year. Never gave up a sack to him, but we definitely had our battles. You know, he was a tough player, and, you know, I think we had mutual respect for each other. Every time we came out to play each other, we knew it was going to be a battle. And, you know, he's one of the great players. He's always got a motor. Just never gives up. He was one of the top guys I won against my whole career. And, you know, I have respect for him. He's a great player. So, but I think, you know, I think we got the best of each other a few times. We definitely had our battles. So.
Were you expecting to be drafted in the fourth round?
You know, I was thinking middle round. I was thinking there was a slight chance fourth, but I was kind of thinking fifth. So, you know, like my agents told me, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Just kind of sit tight, relax, and that's what I was doing. And, you know, I'm definitely excited, though. Now it doesn't matter to me. I'm ready to be a Packer, ready to get to camp. So.
What were your options coming out of high school? Do you feel you were overlooked then too?
Well, I think I was just a little undersized. I was 255 coming out of high school, so I only had 1 year experience playing on the defensive line, and you know, I was a smaller offensive lineman, so I was recruited for defense, but. The only offers I had were from Eastern Michigan and Toledo. So Toledo offered me late. I was already committed to Eastern, so you know, I decided to stick with it.
What do you weigh right now?
315.
You played your first college game at age 17. Did you graduate high school early?
No, I was always young. I was always the youngest one in my grade. You know, my birthday's in September, so it's kind of right on the deadline, but I started school a little early, and, you know, I'm just, that's how I've always been. I've always been the youngest guy, so.
Any other questions? What area do you think you need to improve?
Well, I think I can work on, you know, just perfecting my technique and also my flexibility, you know, trying to play lower. I've been working on it the past few months, and, you know, I'm still working on it. So definitely think, you know, flexibility is probably going to be my top thing I'm going to keep improving on.
Who is your agent?
His name is Mike McCartney.
Have you had any major injuries or surgeries?
No.